You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. What's on international desk today, Justin?
Our protests this year have been happening all around Latin and South America, and one of these protests is happening at Haiti in the Caribbean. So now, according to UN figures, at least 42 people have been killed and dozens injured since protests broke out mid-September in Port-au-Prince, but discontent against President Jovenel Moïse have started last year. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The World Bank has estimated that over 6 million Haitians live below the poverty line on less than $2.41 per day, and more than 2.5 million fall below the extreme poverty line of living on $1.23 per day. And recently, Haiti has experienced rapid currency depreciation of close to 30%, inflation of 20%, and a 0.5% contraction in its GDP. Political instability, corruption, and its vulnerability to natural disasters made it incredibly difficult for Haiti to develop economically and socially. For decades, the country relied on foreign aid to help with development, such as the US or Canada. Venezuela was also one of the countries who provided foreign aid in the shape of an alliance called Petrocaribe since 2006, which allowed Haiti to buy oil on conditions of preferential payment, meaning that the payment for the oil will be deferred up to 25 years, and Haiti will only be charged a low rate of interest for the debt. Recipient governments then sold their oil and used the proceeds to pay for social programs. After the 2010 earthquakes, Caracas went on further to aid Haiti by wiping its $395 million worth of debt and giving them $1.3 billion worth of financial aid, the largest of all international donors. Michel Martelly, the Haitian president at that time, spoke of how important Venezuelan aid was to Haiti and wished then-Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez well on his health.
Yes, I must tell you that the cooperation with Venezuela is the most important in Haiti right now in terms of impact. Direct impact. We wish him life. Especially in that battle that we know he's going through, because with such great support, he can bring some very important change to Haiti.
But with falling oil prices leaving the Venezuelan economy in turmoil in the early 2010s, Caracas stopped supplying cheap oil to Haiti last year. Without the cheap oil and unable to afford the prices on the global market, Haiti could only run electricity for only 3 hours per day, and economic activities were forced to stop because of the lack of power. GDP growth dropped as a result, while annual inflation reached an estimated 17%. President Jovenel Moïse then tried to eliminate subsidies on fuel and raise prices of petroleum products by 38% to 51%, causing protesters to take to the streets across the country calling him to step down. Corruption allegations also surrounded Moïse. A Haitian Senate investigation found that more than $2 billion in profits from Petrocaribe had been wasted or stolen, including firms owned by him before becoming president in February 2017.
They have some projects in the cities, and they don't have the project. Companies receive the money, but they don't have the project. I discover in the report that all the government spend badly all the money.
Yuri Latortue chairs the Senate committee that produced the report. It covered 2008 to 2016, when President Moïse's two predecessors were in office. The $2 billion in funds were meant to be spent on projects including housing and government ministries. But it also said Moïse, himself the owner of two firms, received Petrocaribe funds for the reconstruction of a road that never materialised.
We're talking about tens of millions of dollars. Where is it?
In individual pockets, in the firms, in some administrators, some accounting.
President Moïse himself.
President Moïse, because he was not in the state, but he had a firm.
These accusations further pushed protesters to the streets.
We're shouting for Jovenel Moïse to go, go, go.
What we want to know is, where is the money from Petrocaribe and what did they do with it?
We can't suffer any longer. There are no roads, hospitals or water. There's nothing. Everything's blocked in this country. It's unacceptable. That's why we're here. We're going to protest every day.
I'm in the streets because those of us from the so-called Demet Ghetto are suffering like the rest of the country. We're staying in the streets because President Jovenel Moïse has to go. He doesn't get anything done.
But Moïse refused to resign.
I have listened to the people. I know what you are being faced with. That's why I have brought in a series of measures. I've asked the Prime Minister to come and explain them and to adopt them quickly so that we can end people's misery immediately. I, Jovenel Moïse, head of state, I won't leave the country in the hands of armed gangs and drug traffickers.
Currently, Haiti does not have a government in Port-au-Prince since March, as Parliament is required to ratify the President's choice of Prime Minister, and the minority opposition has blocked such a vote from taking place. It also faces off not having a legislature next year, since elections, which were supposed to be held in October, were postponed indefinitely. But without a government, Port-au-Prince is unable to request international aid as well as loans from the World Bank, the Inter-American Bank and other international organizations. Moïse told Reuters last week that Haiti needs international support to prevent a humanitarian crisis because anti-government protests escalated the country's food insecurity. As the UN's World Food Programme said, more than 1 in 3 Haitians, or nearly 3.7 million people, need urgent assistance to meet their daily food requirements. While reiterating that he has no intention to resign or call early elections, Moïse said he wanted to carry out reforms, including changing the constitution to strengthen the president's powers so he is not held hostage by parliament, and also said he hopes to implement stronger mechanisms to avoid tax and customs evasion to help reduce the ballooning budgetary deficit.
Yes, and another major player in this Haitian crisis is obviously the US, because it has a lot of history with Haiti, especially the U.S. used to occupy Haiti in the 1910s to 1930s. And Bill Clinton in 1994 has actually launched a military operation, Operation Uphold Democracy, to restore Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who was deposed in a coup d'etat in 1991. And Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton themselves were also heavily involved with Haiti after the 2010 earthquake for rebuilding. So the crucial role that the US could play is, who would they back? Would they back the protesters or will they back Jovenel Moïse? While the opposition wants the US to drop support for Moïse, it is currently very unlikely because Jovenel Moïse is a supporter of Washington's current policy on Venezuela, because he supported Trump's administration against it. But the biggest problem in the humanitarian front is, will these protests deepen the severity of the crisis, as I said earlier, because there's no government. Port-au-Prince can't apply for any form of loans or international aid, and because of all the violence that's currently going on, the UN have already stopped food aid, because, as I also said earlier, because so many migrants are leaving Haiti to the neighboring Dominican Republic or the US because of political and natural disasters such as earthquakes and hurricanes, this protest could be also another way, could also mean another way of pushing migrants away from their homes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.